It's weird going out Mexican, because, like, my mom would try to give me advice, you know? She's like, mijo, you need to wait till you get married, mijo. I waited till I got married. I was like, Mom, you got married at 14. If you wait until you're married, how the hell was my sister a ring bearer?
Badass, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, we are in, we are all around you. This is Amateur Hour, episode 22. As always, across from me, my life partner, my sex slave, maybe not slave, I don't know, C-Gypt, as a request by you.
Ho-ho.
I feel
that's
weird.
Badass, bro.
I feel weird about the sex slave thing, that was totally a joke. Today with us, we have everyone's favorite, well, of course, with the exception of Gene Moore, everyone's favorite gay comedian. We have Miguel Diarte back in studio.
He's funny.
Fresh off a couple shows from the Comedy Spot, killing it Thursday night, doing his thing. Welcome back to Amateur Hour, Mr. Diarte.
Awesome to be back, guys.
Yes.
Awesome.
Miguel, I have one question for you off the top.
What's up?
How lazy are your days?
How lazy are my days?
How lazy are your days?
Is that a stereotypical question? Or?
Yes, it is, because you are a Latino.
My days are actually pretty hardworking. The other stereotype, which is weird, there's two Mexican stereotypes, lazy and hardworking. And I'm the hardworking type.
Yeah.
Except for the weekends, I'm a lazy fucking beaner. But no, I actually work from fucking like 6 to 5 every day, so I'm not lazy.
Damn.
At least, I don't think I am.
Yeah, those are the prime landscaping hours.
Prime, that's when everyone's working. Miguel can break into their cars all day. That's really what he does, is fucking breaks into
I think car. I make the money, man. Landscaping don't pay shit.
I ask, me and this fucker, it's so unbelievable how lazy we are. Like, today was like the lazy. I went and we're smoking a cigarette and we're sitting out front. I went out today, I hung out with this girl. I had a beer.
Sure.
And it sounds believable. I had a beer and I go to my parents' house to drop off rent. And I come back. He's sleeping, and I'm thinking, shit, I kind of need a nap. It's been 4 hours since I woke up, and I'm that tired, and I'm that lazy. I can't believe it's come to this, you know?
No, I see myself like that some days, too. Like, I'll wake up on a Saturday, and I wake up, like, at 8, and I'm like, oh, man, I had a good night's sleep. Let's do that again. Yeah. Wake up, like, at 2, but, oh, man, that was awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Weekends go by all quick just because of it sucks.
When you wake up that early and go back to sleep, you literally get, like, another whole night's sleep. 8 to 2, it's, like, another 6.5 hours.
You slept with a coupon. So you got a 2 for 1. You just totally just packed it all in. Dude, it's so lazy around here, though. I can't believe it. Like, we have got to be the laziest, like, fuckers. And we do our shit, and we get everything done, and we make money. But still, it's unbelievable.
It's
I can't
believe it. It's fucking heat, though.
It is, really?
Dude, it is.
It's just, I don't know, that heat wears you out, makes you tired. And then you guys get mad at the Mexicans for taking the jobs? What the fuck? They're doing the shitty, lazy ones.
That's a funny point, too. A lot of people get upset, and some comedian had a bit. He said, yeah, like you were lining up to clean shit out of toilets.
Yeah.
Like you guys were lining up to like work on yards. Like they didn't take any of the jobs that you wanted.
Yeah, the
You're
day they
mad.
Take the job of a senator or a doctor, then you could say they took
exactly.
your jobs.
The white people jobs. Damn, you did those shows the other day. That was awesome, except for the front row. Those people were a little shitty. The heckling people.
Oh, and the last. Oh my God! I know. I did a joke. I did that Joe Pesci joke where mm-hmm. I think where I say my mom sounds like
hey,
Joe
Mikey.
Pesci.
You know, hey Mikey, get over here.
You know, and then I go and I say the whole thing about it. Oh, she heard that joke one time and she says, "Hey, get over here." Be like, "What was that? What was that?" Ah, oh, mom, it was funny.
Funny, funny. How?
And I did that whole bit, and at the end of it, while everyone's clapping, the lady in the front said it louder than the clap. She goes, "That's not what he said in the movie." I was like, excuse me? Yeah. That's not what he said in the movie. Oh, I apologize. I haven't seen that movie in so many years.
Yeah. Thanks for correcting my joke, bitch.
Like, anyways, I'm Miguel Diaz. Thanks for fucking it up.
Yeah.
Just grab like, fucking you do it then.
They
okay?
were in like the splash zone. They were getting everybody. Like Dave got into it. I'll never shout out Dave Kreinbrink. Dave got into it. Like the guy got the best of him. We were all there.
But he told the guy to stick it, that he was going to stick his thumb up his ass and
no,
shove
yeah, he
it
told
in
him
his
he's
nose
all,
or something
he's
like
all,
that?
I'm going to poke you in the nose. And the guy was like, okay. And then he's like, if you keep interrupting me, I'm gonna stick my finger in my ass and then poke you in the nose. The guy was like, why are you gonna stick your fingers in your ass?
The guy zinged him so good. He was all, you do that oftenly?
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he said. And Dave just, he had that moment what we all have on stage where you're like, oh, fuck. Like,
I know. Why did I make him say that?
And then he said something really mean, and it was like, Dad hit Mom at the dinner table. It got real quiet.
It's classic Dave when he does, like, well, fuck you, miss.
Like that. Like, Dave. Yeah. He would be the only one to tell someone to shut the fuck up while they're laughing at his fucking joke.
Be the one person that thinks that, like, the people still hate him, even though they're laughing at his jokes.
I know. He does kill it. He's grown up ever since I met him. That's kind of a weird way to
put it. Papa D'Arte.
He's grown up so much.
Yeah, he's really grown up that day. I watched him come from here to here.
He went from 320 to 325. I'm talking about microphone level, all right? I don't know what you guys would think.
We need to just rename this podcast like Dave Roast. Every time we're on, it just Dave comes up within like 3 minutes and we just like get it out on him.
Just roast him for 1 hour and then just, that was our show, and even have him on.
Dude, that set, that felt good, didn't it? Like you did good. Like you, it was hard to break that audience and you got a nice applause break.
Yeah, well, I used to get out of a shitty show, and I used to be like, you know what, fuck that audience, you know, I'm funny, they're the ones who don't get my fucking jokes, and Sean told me, he's like, listen, it's never the audience, it's always the performer, he's like, if they're not laughing, give them more energy, and that's what I did, I started out, like, my name is Miguel Angel Diarte Barbojera de Duarte, haha, a couple laughs, I'm like, you motherfuckers, and then I was like, more energy, I was like shitting myself, trying to give as much energy as I could.
But it worked. I mean, it worked. Like, you got him all the way up there. And
The way the crowd started out, I did not expect a cheer at the end.
Dude, they were shitty. They sat there, and they just didn't want to laugh. And I'm confused at why people come out to a comedy club
and
they're not wanting it. You know?
And I didn't notice that there was a Chinese guy right in the front row, and I did that gook joke. Yeah. And after that, his arms were crossed, like, through the whole show.
Is it the one where you squinty-eyed Chinese fuck your uncle being racist?
Yeah.
How could he even get upset? Because you literally, like, attack four different kinds of people in that joke, you know?
And it's funny. They laugh the hardest when I do the – well, they laugh – they first laugh really hard with the Mexican one, which I think is kind of racist. I'm like, I should say that one. They'd be like, you guys are really laughing at that? That's offensive. And then the Jewish joke, that one always fucking works. You know? Mm-hmm. Big nose, curly hair.
Big fucking nose.
Big freaking nose out to here. And then, I found out, like, when I got the cheer, I even told you, I was like, I don't know why I get the cheer every time with that. Even with a dead audience, and you're like, dude, you get into it so much.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, and the thing is, I repeat it so much. When I do it, I just, like, go all out, you know? And that's what I practice the most, because of my first show, the one that's online right now, that one I kind of, like, stumbled across some words, and I repeated it over and over, because this is, like, an entire sentence without taking a breath.
That's what it is. It's that entire sentence. Go look up your video, by the way. Poo Poo, Miguel, whatever it is.
Miguel Diarte.
Miguel Diarte Escuadro.
Well, right now, it sucks, because it's on the Comedy Spot webpage right now, and it has over 200 views. And that was pretty quick.
Whoa.
Usually those students
sucks.
Show.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
No. Wait. Let me get to my point.
It kind of sucks my own dick a little bit. And it has, like, 2,000 views.
My point is, it's not on my webpage.
So what?
It's on his. Yeah,
but people still, it doesn't matter. People aren't like, this guy can raise a YouTube webpage. They don't care. They just, you should be stoked that 200 people have watched your shit.
Yeah, that is pretty, well, at least 150 of them was me watching it over and over again.
He bragged to Sean the other day out front the club. He was like, oh yeah, it's got over 200 views. And Sean was like, I bet that took all day. Sitting and refreshing and sitting and refreshing and trying to do it.
No, it sucks. If you hit refresh, it doesn't give you another view. I tried it. I was like, refresh. You used to be able to do that. Just fucking keep clicking. I got 50,000 views in 2 hours. But
that Dave Stone was funny as shit.
Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like, man, it's just, his jokes are just brilliant. You know, like, I don't know, like, like, he gives out his energy and, like, such a, like, with almost no facial expressions, which just means his jokes are funny.
His jokes are just funny. Like, when he's talking about being at Golden Corral, he's like, it's all you can eat. I can stay here as long as I want. And then the waitress gets all passive aggressive on me and comes over and she's like, still doing okay? I'm like, yeah, Becky, I'm still doing okay. That's so funny. Like,
says he brings his sleeping bag and a pair of clothes. He's like, oh, you take an hour nap and then
I'll
get
stay
right
all
back
night
on.
If I want.
I paid $8. Yeah. I'm getting, I'm staying here all day.
Yeah. That's the shit.
And then the whole diet thing, like, it's funny too, because I was in a diet for like 2 weeks. And the funny thing about a diet is you're supposed to cheat on your diet, because I don't know what it does to your body. Like, I guess if you stick on a diet, like, your body will get used to it and you won't lose weight.
It allows you to have comparison in some weird form, right?
No, I think it just doesn't let your body get used to all the like, you know, nothing but lettuce all day. So you got to have that one cheat day. And I love the joke that he made about the cheat day. He's like, ever since I found out about cheat day, that's all I dream about all week. He's like, I just daydream, like, wonder how many Oreos I could eat before I puke.
He talks about how you just get a 2-pound bag of flour, melt a stick of butter into it, and just call it a day. Like, you just get right to it.
So just go straight for the carbs.
Skip everything else.
I must have been, like, inspired by his diet talk or something, because for whatever reason, I did those. So you played Thursday, open for him, and I played Friday, and I opened for him. And Friday, for whatever reason, at the first show, I decided to go on a rant about, like diet issues, I guess. And I guess the point of the whole thing was that we're in cars too much is what I kind of figured out in my head. We're in cars
too
much.
Wait, you did that at the show?
Yeah.
I just went on a rant with no practice?
It sounded exactly how I just spelled it out right now. I was like, yeah. And you guys are looking at me the same way the audience
was?
But
you're doing it like you said. You kind of said it like I'm taking it like you just went up there and said it without practice.
Yeah, I had
I give you props for that one.
It's not hard. I had a jumping off point.
Well, the cool thing is, you finally did something new. That's the bright side to that.
Miguel won.
Because you just kept doing the same joke after joke.
Miguel, it's because they're... It's...
Oh, you got it. It's your own joke. Come on.
Miguel, too. Miguel.
I actually thought of that. I'm like, I can't wait to tell Frank that.
That is fucking good. I got a compliment on that joke the other day, which is weird. I felt super cool. I shook the guy's hand, talked to him for a while about the same joke. Bad decision, wrong thing, brother. I was like,
bad choice after bad. Yeah, that's everyone's favorite joke, and I don't even think it's funny. Like, that's a weird thing. I'm like, what? Not sure. It was funny that lady confused you for someone else.
Dude, she confused me for, like, Tom Speaks.
Or no, she confused you for...
what's his name?
Kemper.
Kemper James. Yeah. Kemper Shout out Kemper James. She confused... We don't look alike. We're separated by
years. And the
years.
Thing is, it's also a completely different... Like, if you guys did the same joke about something, like, okay, but it's completely two different sets, you know? There's not two similar sets. And then, like... It was funny because you really quickly took the credit on it. He's like, oh, yeah, thanks. I'm looking at her like, no, that was Kemper James. He's like, okay, thank you. I am funny. And she's like,
always count on Frank to just take the credit. Take the credit with a smile on his face.
I didn't know what he's talking about. Miguel was doing classic Miguel. He's like busting out his pot lighter and he's like, yo, we should smoke some of this. So I was kind of in a different headspace. But I'm sitting there and she said something. I didn't really hear what she said.
She's like, I love your bisexual joke. And I'm thinking in my mind, I'm like, what bisexual joke? And then she's like, how you say that all women are bisexual, you got to buy them jewelry and you got to buy them this and that, and then they're sexual. And I was like, that right before I even said that Kemper James joke, you're like, oh, yeah, thank you.
Frank thought so. No way. Like, you pitched it so wrong. She said, I liked your joke. You're so funny. And I said, thank you. And then she explained the joke, and then we all came
to
it at
once. She explained the joke.
Tell the joke and go like, that's mine. Yes.
No, she explained the joke, and you were like, oh, thank you.
No
took
way.
Me so long to write that joke. No you way. Know, I was sitting
no
one day.
Way.
And
No way.
She was trying to make a comment about Frank's appearance. Not like any joke he'd ever run. He had his hair up in a ponytail. She's like, I love your bisexual joke as an appearance.
You're I bisexual it. And it's a joke. Yes. That's what she was saying.
I love it when your persona on stage is just gay. Yeah. I just love that.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, on stage. She goes, no, this is what she does after that. She goes, that joke, and Miguel steps up and goes, like, that's not his joke, that's Kemper James.
Real quickly, I was like, no, let me tell you.
He put it out so fast. He, like, smushed it out. He didn't want me to have, even if it wasn't for me, and I didn't, he was like, let's not have him have any glee. Like, this didn't knock it out. Glee.
Yeah, no, you just made him smile. Yeah. Fuck you for making him smile. No, he sucks. First of all, that's not his joke.
Yeah. No, Miguel does that, and then she goes, oh, well... you're the cute one then. And I was like, oh, all right. I would have rather had funny. Like, that felt really stupid and gay about it. And then we did like 5 minutes in front of your friends and everybody. It was weird. We were like in a stand up circle where we were like battling.
Because I was like, it's after my show.
Yep.
And he's getting compliments. Fuck no. Yep. He now will not smile.
Out. Now it comes out like Miguel, it came out.
Like, even if it was one of your jokes, I would have been like, you know what? That joke reminds me of another joke someone else had. He's just a hack.
Yep.
I did a show today. That's, not
there
him.
You go, son. I'm just chilling. And
all right, that's the truth coming out. I was like, you know what? He's so getting funny. Fucking compliments when it was my show.
Even they were false compliments, too. But still, I know that feeling.
Even if it was a real
dude,
one, I was
I
like,
I know
no.
the feeling of hanging out back the comedy spot, and you're sitting there. And you're waiting for people to come out, and you're hoping they go like, "Cool set, man, cool set." And they walk by, and they might make eye, and they don't come by, and you're like, you want so badly just to talk to people about it.
That was
a,
yeah, like my Jackson show, the Latino show, then the student showcase I had. Not so much this one, but like all those. Like, I would stand by the line, and everyone that was coming out would be like, "Oh, good job, you were hilarious," and other comics are gonna hear is whatever, but like in the back when I was this is kind of fucked up, when I was in the back with other comics that already went up, a lady went out and she was like, "Oh my god, you were so funny, you're the funniest one out there so far." And I was like, there's fucking other comics here. And I stayed quiet. I was like, oh, thank you. And then
that's when you turn around and be like, that's what I've been telling you guys.
But like, I just saw it kind of disrespectful. You
yeah,
know?
It's
like,
not a thing. You don't want that compliment.
Yeah. Maybe like, that's private. One that you hear after by yourself. Yeah, and yeah. Like, yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, thank you, blah, blah. And in my mind, I was like, fuck yeah, I was. But like, yeah. It's
well,
like.
Talk that- about what happened after that when you woke up from your dream.
Oh, shit. Ouch.
And you were like, oh, that didn't really happen.
Two, well, one.
Good thing your mom already made me breakfast at that point. So I was feeling mom joke. Mom joke.
Yeah, you're digging a grave.
We're gonna give a little whatever. Gong. We'll give the Mexican gong.
Whoosh. Whatever. What the fuck is a Mexican gong?
You hit it with a rolled up tortilla. It's Taco Bell. Like, it's the bell from Taco Bell, and you hit it.
That's it. I'm gone. You know, fuck this. Fuck this.
I
don't even know what your guys' fucking background is. I know you're Italian. You're some kind of German.
German.
Are you really? Mm-hmm. I was just. You just look like a child molester, so I assume German.
Oh, man. I'm a child burner, dude.
You should. It would be funny, I think, if you like post your face pic, like more creepy, on Craigslist as a babysitter, and see how many responses you get.
A lot. They'd probably look and they'd be like, he'd be a great.
No, you need to post one. We have glasses with the mustache.
Oh, yeah.
And just crop it out like up to your chin and then show like a lot of headroom. Be like, I'll watch your kids.
He's been holding this for so fucking long right now.
Holding it in.
I've been looking at it like anytime now. That's pretty gross.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I just came in his mouth and he's like,
yeah. Wow, he's been holding this and everything. Yeah, it really sounded like that.
I know. Yo. Coop, don't say nothing if you have my cum in your mouth. Whoop, you guys heard it.
Coop, don't say anything if you really enjoy the cum in your mouth.
Okay. Yep. He loves it.
Oh, man. But, all right, so yeah, so I did that, and the crowd goes, they just weren't having it. And I don't know what was even funny about it. It was pretty terrible. I, like, literally, like, bombed. For like, it felt like to me like an eternity.
Was that Friday?
It was Friday, the first show. Uh-huh. I had the mic in my hand and no one was laughing, and no one had laughed for what felt like.
Were
about,
your first one up?
I was third, I think. It was Gene and then this guy Eric Osoletto. It's really funny. Shout out to that dude. And then me. And I just, it was eternity on that stage where like there was no laughter, there was no amusement. Everyone was like, "We liked you at first."
Like, they, like, when you came out, you looked funny.
When you came out, you were doing okay. They just gave up on me. And then I had to, like, kind of, like, weave them back and, like, win them back. It was intense, though. You know that high you get after a show? Yeah. I felt none of it. I went in the back.
You felt like a hangover?
Mm-hmm. I felt bummed out. I was like, man, I just blew it. Like, yeah. Fucking, I got another show to do.
Yeah, didn't you say everyone in the back, too, was like, oh, better yeah. luck next time?
No, or... they're like, listen, you didn't do so bad, but, like, just work. And I was like, Jesus, I got fucking broken up with. Like, damn, it was intense, though.
No, it's weird. I kind of felt like that, like, after my Thursday show. And I think it was just all I can remember is the beginning, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I was like, fuck, man, these people. Well, it's like, why are you here?
As like, as somebody who goes on stage, like what you do, you want to go up every time and you want to kill it. You want people to go, give this guy a fucking special. You want them to think you're that funny every time. Yeah. So if you even are less, well, the thing is, like, mildly, you know, it sucks.
It's because when you're funny once like that, you're like, yep, I want that shit every time, you know? Time. And like, you
feel it, dude.
Eventually, you'll see what it feels like.
Don't think you got three, dude. Three. Koopa, no, you have like 2 1/4 because you said like, yeah, when your mom made me breakfast.
I know. Well, how childish was that? Your mom. I forgot what comic told me that on Thursday. They're like every time I hear someone say, oh, it was Ben Lewis, the white black guy. He, you know Ben Lewis, right?
I do. Shout out to Ben.
Shout out to Ben Lewis.
He's actually going to come on here soon at some point.
The first black comic?
First black comic. Actually,
scary.
Yeah.
Watch your shit.
Yeah. He is a
Ben,
super white black guy.
Do inventory before and after the show.
No, he nailed it in his act. He does an impression of a black guy. Like, he says that's what his mom says he does. That's really funny.
Oh, yeah. That's the comb?
Yeah.
But, like, he told me, he's like, if I ever get heckled on stage, all I ever say is your mom. That's what he told me. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Sorry, Miguel. I'm playing footsie with you over here, dude.
Yeah, it's all right. Miguel. We're all boys, y'all.
Yeah.
Your favorite.
Yeah. Miguel, tell us, if you can remember, a decent story, or maybe if you remember the very first time you got drunk.
The first time I got drunk.
Like shit face, not like a Bud Light or two with your dad or whatever, but like a...
How could you remember?
Why are you saying Bud Light? That's pretty racist, dude.
No, I slid it right past him. I'll count that as a point for me. I'm up to 2.
Prom was probably the time I got the most hammered. But before that...
10th grade prom? 11th grade prom? 12th?
It was 12th grade. No, my girlfriend...
Did you go to prom?
No, I didn't go to prom. I didn't graduate.
My girlfriend was supposed to be... It was the year my girlfriend graduated... And the year I was supposed to graduate, but I dropped out a few years before. but I went to prom, and the first time I got drunk before that, it's kind of lame because I just got drunk in my room. My brother. Wait,
yeah, but that's most interesting. That's what I want to hear.
Well, that's when you find out the effects.
Yeah, like I was like 14.
Damn.
And my brothers and sisters were or my sister was having a party. And then, of course, it was like a sophomore party, so it was just a bunch of like Mike's Hard Lemonade
and
or
you
whatever.
Were in ninth grade.
I was in, I think I was like in eighth or ninth grade. I was in middle school, and I went to my friend's house, and me and her just got high there, and not even really high, just you know like a bowl. And then
you sounded like offended. You're like, I'm not even really high. Yeah. Like, she didn't even.
And it's like, I'm coming
out,
over
totally.
To your house to hang out with you, and you just get me a little high, like not even high enough to make it worth a drive.
Yeah, what a
didn't
jerk.
Drive
Keep going.
And then I got home, and everyone knew where I went. The thing is, that girl's brother throws the biggest parties in that town, so they thought I was gonna be hammered when I got back.
Sounds like.
But
a
I got
plot.
Back, and I was like, I was all pissed off because I, you know, I didn't even kiss the girl.
Yeah.
That was an important thing back then. It's kissing her. Now it's still
important. Yeah.
Still important.
No, now it's just like, did you fuck her?
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
the pressure.
No, I'm not
on
calling
the
her back because she didn't fuck me. All she did was jack me off. What a bitch. But like. Censor that, by the way. My family.
I want that drop. Jack me off. What a bitch.
Censor that, by the way.
Censor that, by the way. You bleep that out. You know what
anyway.
We're gonna censor? What? So it'll just be like, jack me off. Bleep. A bitch. Like we're gonna censor like not the right words.
So I get home and everyone I think thought I was gonna be like wasted, and I get in and I just have my head down and I walk straight to my room, you know. And everyone, like, as soon as I close my door, I hear everyone throw a huge laugh. Everyone just looked at me, so everyone thought I was wasted.
Oh, they thought you're fucked up.
And then, like, 3 dudes went over there, and they opened the door, and they just opened it, like, how you doing? I was like, I'm all right. They're like, damn, how was the house? And I was like, because everyone, that's like every high schooler's dream, because that dude was, like, left high school and had a job, but he still threw parties, you know?
Yeah,
poor high schoolers.
And, no, for people who are, like, seniors and stuff, and these guys are sophomores,
yeah,
so that's,
like, a legitimate place.
Yeah, that's, like, their dream party, yeah. So they go over there, oh, how was the house, blah, blah. And I was like, ah, that's all right. And I just closed the door and I go into the fridge and I just like sneak a six pack into my room. And
damn.
Yeah, it was just a fucking six pack. God, I was a pussy. Anyways, dude, so I go in my room.
A six pack will get me pretty drunk.
Yeah, dude. That? On a good day, a six pack will get me speaking stupid for real.
So I'm like I drink all the Mike's Hard, and the only reason I drank that night is because Mike's Hard tastes like fucking lemonade, you know, yeah. And it gets you drunk out of nowhere. And I was playing, I remember I was playing some video game, whatever. I'm not gonna fucking kill air with that.
Playing with your balls is what you're trying to say.
So I was playing a video game, and then I thought my speakers were broken because I heard an echo. That was the first time I was ever drunk, and. It was the only time I've ever heard an echo when I was drunk. And I thought my speakers were broken because, like, and he gets the ball, and he throws the ball. Oh, and no. I was like, the fuck? And I just kept playing. I was, like, just kind of moving, and I fell asleep, woke up the next day, and went to play. And I was like, I was just drunk. It wasn't the speakers. So I was kind of disappointed the second time I got drunk because I never heard an echo being drunk again.
That was your brain, like, beginning to get destroyed. Like, you have like this pure nice brain, and it was the very first time you like drilled holes in it for oil. It looks
because even before
alcohol and pot.
So even before that, I got in trouble in school for smoking weed.
Yeah,
and then I didn't even get in trouble. I was just a suspect, but since my parents were pastors, you know, just because I got questioned about it, I was grounded for it. That's what sucks about having past parents. But then the thing is, when I smoked weed at that time, you're so young, you don't know what the fucking hail is.
Yeah.
You just put it in your mouth. So I never knew what high was, and I smoked weed like three times. I smoked weed probably like four or five times before I knew what it felt to get high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then like, that first time you get like high, you're like...
It's funny. You don't understand. Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to die.
I hear voices.
It's your echo.
What? What?
Yeah. It's all going on in your head. And then there's like a monkey who comes by and goes, you got fucked up.
Like, my God. So that was the first time I got drunk, which is kind of lame. But the first time I got hammered, and God, it was so awesome.
Yeah, where you're like, people are like trying to put you to bed, and you're like running through the kitchen. And
people it was funny. It's so cool because... it's cool because my friend, like, it's cool because I have that memory because my friends recorded it.
Sure.
But there's no evidence of it because it was old Motorola phone, and who the fuck has
pictures? Motorola phone. Hit that Taco Bell.
It was a Razor, and the Razor was like, anyways, fuckers.
It was at
the
Motorola phone.
So I roll my R's in the language, whatever.
In the and English language.
Sounds like Telemundo Radio.
Chinese any Mexican.
Where's the go-tab?
Anyways, so I was... man, you guys fucked me up. Now I don't know where... You guys are hecklers at my own fucking podcast. This is what that fucking lady did at that show.
That's not what he said in the movie.
Dude, it would have been perfect. Yeah, but that's what he says in my joke, bitch. It would have been perfect.
That would have been a little too offensive.
Fuck her. They were.
I should have been like, you know what? You're a cunt. Anyways. No,
so you had your Motorola?
Yeah, no, they recorded everything, so I know everything that happened. But the cool thing is, people can't ever show anybody that my embarrassing moments because there's no evidence of it. All those pictures and videos you had on those old phones, no one ever has anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And
sure, Miguel. Today we have Miguel's old friends coming in the studio right now with their Motorolas. Miguel, are you ready for embarrassing moments from the past?
Was I really crying?
I love how sure you were. You're like, and here's the thing: no one can ever see my worst memories because there's no way it works anymore, right, guys?
It doesn't. Motorola, Motorola.
They don't even make chargers for those guys, huh? On the Motorolas, right, guys?
It's cool because back then people used to get drunk and wasted and like, oh, you did this and you did that, and they have no memory. It's like, oh, what'd you do? Well, my friends told me I did this. Mm-hmm. And like now I'm like, dude, I fucking did this? Really?
Yep.
I'm looking at it right now. So I got super wasted, and this is why I got wasted. Me and my girlfriend, in high school, it was cool because I had my own place. And me and my girl, she lived like a block away from me. And she used to show up at my house every morning before school. And we fucked every single day, morning and night, like for 2 years straight. It was awesome, you know? So,
giving her the
awesome. So prom night, the most important one, I didn't get laid.
Yeah.
She took a friend out who was kind of like bitchy that day because she was at her time of the month. And I know that because she said she was at her time of the month. And then she was like just being all bitchy the entire time. And then while we're at a party, she's like, take me home. I'm like going to bleed everywhere. And it was like killing
the mood. Oh, man.
Yeah, she was completely killing the mood for everyone. So like I told my girlfriend, I was like, here, take my car. Go take her home. And she's like, yeah, I just kind of want to leave. And I was kind of depressed because like, I was like, oh, man, I want to get laid tonight, you know? Like, I think it's just taking that prom dress off, you know?
Can I pause you really fast? I'm hoping the story goes to this, that you were, in fact, so fucked up and so fucked up that you were actually that girl you're saying was her friend. And she was like, what's the matter with you? And you're like, just take me home. I'm bleeding everywhere.
I wasn't even drunk yet. Like, I was like, all right, you know? I was like, I was planning for that night. It was going to be fun. Yeah. And then so then she goes home, and I'm, like, pissed off, and then everyone's like, who cares? You, like, fuck her every day, and it's like, but it's prom night. I was, like, being the prom bitch right there. I was like, it's prom night, and she's not with me. But, like, so we end up drinking just Bud Lights, drinking, then Coronas, and then my buddy, who's always been an alcoholic, and he's been an alcoholic since he was, like, 16. That's the thing about living in Mexican border towns. Everyone there drinks so much. Like, you guys have no idea how embarrassed we would make you white kids when we would come up to the city and party with you guys. It's like, really? 3 cases of beer and it's
tolerance
10 of you?
Days, yeah.
Really?
Tolerance for days, for real.
And you know, over there where like fucking everyone has their own keg, you know? Mm-hmm. And we're drinking, and then my buddy takes out this big jar of J&B.
Oh,
and, like,
no.
It was like that big. And me and this dude, I forget his name. It's kind of weird. Long life friend, I forget his name, but he
shout out to your long life friend. My long life friend from an English language.
Long life friend.
Well, he was a Marola. He was just the dude I like to get drunk with because he could keep up with everybody. Yeah. And then
you have tolerance. I know you do.
We were chugging it down, and then we're like, oh, let's see who could take more. So I get half the fucking, like, there was like, I think like a quarter of the bottle left, which is about that big, and it's not a sip. It's about a 10-second down, you know, where you just clear your throat and it just
glug.
So I did that. I was like, give me that bottle right now. And I was like, oh, and I left a little bit left. I was like, it tastes like fucking water. And I put it in there and I gurgled it and then drank it. How fucking wasted I was. I don't know how I didn't die that day. So I'm just I'm standing there in the circle of everyone talking, and I don't know where I fall backwards, and then all my friends are, oh, you're all right. I was like, oh, yeah. And they pick me up, shit you not, like 10 or 15 times.
Dead legs, yeah.
And then until I finally fell back, and then one of my friends like sat on my face and took a picture of it. And I know that because he showed me the fucking picture.
Teabag on his Motorola.
And then everyone's like pointing and laughing and shit. And they were just like pushing my face and shit. And then they picked me back up and I start running. And they had to chase me. They had to chase me to the fucking... they had to chase me before I hit a fence. That was a pointy fence that was about waist high that could have stabbed me.
Damn.
They had to run over there and tackle me before I got there. And all that, when my friend grabbed me.
Why were you running at the fence? You were just all gnarly, crazy, fucked up.
Hammered.
Yeah.
I was like, out of nowhere, I actually remember that one. That they didn't record. I just came out. I was like, poof. Woo! And I just start running, and they're like, where are you going? And they just went after me, then they hugged me, and then they spun me around, and then he let me go, and I start running the other way.
Damn.
And then I stopped, and then I fell back.
Damn.
And then they picked me up, and they were like, all right, take this dude home. And then I told my buddy, I was like, hey, thanks for taking me home. And the thing is, in that town, there's a lot of people that's like, fuck, dude, you live far. If you go from the north side of town to the first house to the last house, it's about a 10-minute drive. It's a tiny town, about 1,500 people.
Yeah.
Graduation was 15 people. You lose sense of travel there. Like, Like, what we travel, like, what I traveled here to your house today is the same distance from my town to Mexico. Damn. That's how far it is, you know? And over there, everyone's like, someone take him home. They're like, oh, he lives 2 minutes away. Come on. Yeah. I got to stop twice at two stop signs. There's one stop sign or one stop light at that town. That's how small that town is.
Is there a lot of cops there at all?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Ridiculous amount of cops. Like every I went there Saturday. Sorry, Dennis. I went there Saturday.
And shout then, out Dennis Ost.
Yeah, I know. They text me like I got that text message when because you lose signal on the way over there, and I didn't get that text message till like 8 at night. Mm. And they're like, remember the party's at 6. It's like, fuck. I was like, that's this weekend. Yeah. It's like, oh, you gotta be shitting. That's the thing. If you guys tell me something. People listening and that are my friends, if you're talking to me and I'm high and there's a way you can find out if I'm high, if it's the weekend, I'm high. So text me something
if
later.
If the sun is down, I'm high.
If the sun is up, I'm high.
Yeah. If I'm breathing, I'm probably high. So
if I'm breathing, I'm breathing out air and inhaling weed.
So I'm a forget. All right. Sorry, but I'm a forget. So text me shit. Don't text me, dude, hey, the party's in 5 minutes.
Text you on the day that it is and remind you. People say that shit and they do it like 2 weeks in advance. And then they go, like, hey, remember? And I'm like you were talking about your brother asking you to move the other day. He texted you like 3 weeks before that. And then goes, you're supposed to help me move. No, just remind me that day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He called me and was upset. He was like, hey, where you at? And I was like, I'm on my way to go see a comedy show. And he was like, dude, we talked about this. And I was like, what? And he's like, I'm moving today. You're supposed to come help me out. I was like, dude, you told me that like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. You expected me to remember without fucking a text message or something? Yeah, right.
I know. You got to tell me the day of. Not even the day yesterday, you know, because I'll forget.
You got to tell me the day before and the day of. Like, fuck it.
There's a few steps. You got to find out I'm not busy that day, and then you tell me that day.
Yeah.
Because if you tell me that day, I might be busy, you know? Yeah. So tell me the day before, and I say, oh, yeah, I can. Then remind me again, you know?
It's a really shitty, like, habit or way to go through life. I just fucking hate planning shit. I hate planning shit. I hate having a plan. And if I do have something
I'm pretty sure that's why we're not famous. You see all these 18-year-old kids with Comedy Central specials, you're like, what the fuck? Yeah.
They're like planning their shit out.
Shows 10 shows a week. I'm here doing one show a month.
Dude, it's more than anything, more than like Honest Truth or like comedy or anything. They're just going like, I'm going to get booked and do this. And like they do that with anything and everything. Like they go like, I'm just going to get famous. I'm going to get the most exposure. I'm going to be on YouTube. Piss on your 200 views. I'm going to get 2 million in 2 days.
Right?
And that's what they do.
And then, like, so I was drunk. We completely went off. So they take me home, and I'm literally, like, 2 minutes away, and I'm, like, thanking this guy. I'm like, dude, you're fucking awesome. Everyone said no, even though I literally live in the same block. And
this
then,
dude's driving you home at 2 in the morning or whatever?
Yeah, like 2 or 3. The thing is, it's dangerous to drive yourself home that night because there are a ridiculous amount of cops. Yeah. I went there this Saturday. That's where I got off. I went there this Saturday, and the tiny town of about fucking 1,500 people, 12 graduated that year. I think I saw about 5 cars getting pulled over on the side of the road. On our road is probably from like – it's probably like Guadalupe – from
I love the accent, dude. Guadalupe. It's probably like Guadalupe. Like, so wise and
from like Guacamole. Here to what's the closest street that way?
Baseline, Ellsworth.
Yeah, Power? Like Ellsworth or something. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like 2 miles of driving.
Yeah,
that's as much as you do driving in Ajo. You know, so it's a tiny town, and I saw 5 cars getting pulled over.
Because in that little space, that's like the danger area. That like you'll drive home fine. Like an hour away from like wherever you're going, if you're fucked up, because you're prepared for this long haul to get all the way home.
No, the thing is too, the speed limit is fucking 25 miles an hour.
Yeah, fuck that.
You know how hard it is? You can't even put it on fucking cruise control. Yeah. You got to go 30 miles an hour to go cruise control.
And when you're fucked up, it's harder to drive slow.
Yeah,
it's like harder to move at a slow pace.
And on cars
pace,
these
like,
days, yeah, on cars these days, they're so fast you barely touch it. Like your car's like. What the fuck are you doing? Are you leaving the driveway?
Dude,
Come on.
You're driving and it's 25 and all of a sudden you are going 45. And
without even hitting the pedal.
This feels like 25 though. Yeah. This feels like a speed I should be going.
Well,
on
yeah,
this road.
I remember back then when I was a little kid, cars back then used to feel like a fucking train, you know, like because they like suspect everything was made out of metal.
Cut to Miguel like on a train, like an actual train. Like, it's a car, mijo. Like he's like on a train, like heading somewhere. He's confused ever since.
I just remember going from a village, jumping into this Geo Metro. They said it was pretty big, a lot of people there. And then we got here to America. Yeah, but, like, that's how cars used to feel. Now you're going 80 miles an hour, and it feels like you're going 40, you know?
It's fine to do that, too.
And
it
then they still
normal.
Pull you over. And the car every car breaks on a dime now.
That shit's old-fashioned and outdated. Like, they should let everybody drive.
Yeah, the only reason there's so many wrecks is because, is that a cop?
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
It's not. Boom.
No, you're driving home, and you're swerving because you're looking in the rearview mirror instead of in front of you because you're worried about what might be coming up from the back, like a cop or something. So you drive and you're not paying attention to what's in front of you.
Now, it's funny too, because like every old guy you talk to, they always reminisce about the days of how like when you used to get pulled over drunk and a cop would just like, all right, I'll follow you home. Just slow down or you know someone I could pick you up? And now it's like 6 months in fucking jail.
And you will go down. And you drive hammer, you get nails. Oh, yeah.
And now when we're going to that word.
Woo!
Remedis. We're going to reminisce about the days they used to not shoot you when you were at a DUI.
Exactly. That's exactly.
I remember when we used to get a DUI, we used to just go to jail for 6 months.
They let you live, damn it. They let you live.
Now they give you the damn gas chamber sober.
Exactly. And it's so funny. That's exactly what's going to happen.
I heard it feels like a hangover. Fuck.
No, that's exactly what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, because back then, I bet like back then to get 6 months, you used to have to like murder a family in front of a judge to get 6 months, you know?
If you think about it, to them thinking about you going to jail for this, now, back then, if you would have been like, hey, in 40 years, everyone's going to jail for this, they'd go, why? I went here and I had a couple beers. It's perfectly okay, and I'm going home. I pay my taxes, and I have a job.
I know, and judges back then, you know, if we arrest people for that and give them 6 months, those taxes will go so high, it'll fuck up our economy.
Yeah.
People are not stupid enough to do that. And
but
now look at us.
What people did is they abused the system, and they got so drunk to the point where they can't even stay
that is
awake.
True.
Yeah.
That
and
is
they
true.
Drove their cars
I'm
and
not
ran
gonna
them
lie.
Into people's houses.
Our generation fucked up a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Dude,
it's
called maintaining. It's called knowing your limits.
Because our old generation used to be able to drive. Now kids drink to fucking black out.
Yeah. It's true. It is the truth.
They did a story about that shit on the news. Like, kids aren't, like, drinking to get drunk. They're shoving beers up their ass so they could, like, forget the night, you know?
I'm blacked out right now.
I had a vodka
that
IV in my ass all night.
2 days.
No, but kids really do get... It's insane. I think everything comes down to you're trying to outdo the previous kin. So your parents, you want to fucking... I want to, like, in some weird instinctual level... I want to let my dad know that I'm more of like a man than he is and I can handle more shit than him. So if that means like if I look at him and he's busy working and he's getting shit done, but he's not like such a huge drinker, that means I'll go out and I'll drink a shit ton. And if we are ever in a situation, some battle arena where it's like a drink off, I'll whoop his ass. In my head, that's what it thinks like. Like that's what it is.
Yeah.
And I think he did that to his old man.
Yeah.
And that's what we all do to our parents.
Well, yeah, like I saw this picture on Facebook that said, our generation grandfathers are going to be some tatted up motherfuckers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And, like it's funny, too, because, like you think of, like, the music that's out now, that's going to be our classic music.
Yeah, our
you know?
Like,
I used
shit.
To love that song. Mm-hmm. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it.
I'll be sitting on the porch.
That was called Skrillex. It was badass.
Playing Dead Prez on like a CD.
Yeah.
It's like some wicked ass hip hop. We're just like, this is the jam, son. Like, we're like moving all slow to it.
Your mother was a whore. I was a big daddy pimp back then.
We did mushrooms all day in June.
I know, we're going to listen to this shit when we're fucking
up.
Oh
my God, it's going to be so funny. We're like, we were so full of energy. And like, if we imagine now there's like, you know, drinks and everything around the table,
these kids are going to be like, you drank from aluminum?
Yeah.
You know how bad that was for you or something? And they're going to be like, you took mushrooms? We have pills.
Yeah,
like,
people got lung cancer from aluminum and blame cigarettes your generation. That'll be so funny in the hell is the discovery one day.
Dude, the next group of people, I'm worried about the kids who are just like 4 years younger than me, because I'll hang out with them and they like, and it's a good thing that they don't want to drink. It's a good thing that they don't smoke cigarettes, but some part of me goes like, fucking drink and smoke. Like, I want like them to like be a little dangerous.
At the other, at
but
the
they're
other,
not, you know?
At the other side though, are like the next generation is, I'm like, I do not want to have any kids just because
dude,
of gen-
me.
Dude, 16 and pregnant, that's when I gave up on this world. I was like, all right, people, you used to get fucking bitch slapped so hard and embarrassed in front of every, you used to be the embarrassment of the town. You used to be the town whore when you were 16 and pregnant. Now they give you a show and
they give you a paycheck. They give you a paycheck for it.
Shitty
Troy or like Keith or whoever it is on the show just sits there and goes like, look, I'm gonna try and work harder, and he's like playing Xbox and you're like, what the fuck? Like, it's so fucked. Like,
even still in our grandparents' generation, be like, she's never getting to get married. She's not a virgin anymore. She's a whore. She slept with a man when she was 20.
Yeah.
Now it's like, fuck, I've only slept with 30 dudes. Why? Yeah.
What's the big deal? Dude, it's to the point where you don't even want to know who you're seeing, who she's ever been with. You don't even want that knowledge because you could potentially be afraid of the number she's going to give you.
for real.
Then, like, you don't want to know that. And especially if it's someone like you know, or say, you don't want to have that information in your head because there's like this stigma. It's a big thing in society. It's like, you filthy whore, like that, this, you fucking slut. And it's like, why?
That's
it's
why I'm
going to
go marry an Amish girl or something. I think seeing how our society is and how they're still so strict to the Bible kind of gives me hope. Like, maybe they're the right ones, you know?
They probably completely are. We're going to meet up with them in the middle, and we're going to have, like, Amish hybrids.
Yeah, cause think about it. In God's rule, if you're God right now, God doesn't give a shit about all this electronics. Man. He's looking at, like, oh, they're still waiting till their marriage, you know? Yeah. You know, who gives a shit that the girls don't shave or whatever? Yeah. Girls, but... Like, Amish might be the only ones that go to heaven in our generation, like, once we're done.
Talk about boring heaven.
I know, right?
We made it! What do you want to do? Churn butter. Fuck it, let's kick back.
All right.
Build some cabins.
You can do anything you want to your Amish. They're like, we're fine with our wooden wheels.
So they got me
home
when
Anko,
I was...
Shout out Aaron Anko, sorry.
So they got me home when I was really drunk. We were saying that story about half an hour ago. We started out.
No,
like,
you got it.
So I got there, and it takes about five people to pick me up and carry me to my room.
Damn.
And they take me in my room, lay me down, and then leave. And then the driver was like, oh, shit, I forgot my cigarettes on his dresser. So they come back to get their cigarettes. I'm passed out outside in front of my car, face down. And they're like, how the hell did you come out here? It was like 2 seconds they were gone, and I was like passed out in the front.
Yeah,
but I think it was because I was so drunk, and I was like, it was hot in the house. Like, you guys think Phoenix is hot? Ajo's average is about 120 in the summer.
Damn.
When that's not that. Even your guys' record.
Dude, you dodge, you got out there. I notice I have super agility when I'm fucked up. Like, I will crawl from the floor to the bathroom without being noticed and, like, throw up quietly. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can move around because you have no – you're just fucked up. You're not trying to hide from anything, so you just get to point A to point B. You're just like, I'll move on, you know?
And that was when I was going to EMT school.
Damn.
So I was always broke.
Such a parallel there.
and so my parents would always come visit me every Sunday when they would come back from Mexico. They would stop there on the Sunday. And they would like leave me a bunch of like top ramen noodle soup and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. So I had the college experience just at like my own house in the little town. They would bring me like top ramen noodle soup and like salsa and bread and ham. And then they show up and I'm like, I could barely open my eyes. It was like, I think it was like 2 o'clock and I was like barely waking up. And I remember it being all bright. And she opens the door and she walks in. She's like, I brought you this. She's like, why are both your sinks filled with vomit?
No.
And I was like, I look over there, and they were literally filled to the, like, it was a big kitchen sink too. And I plugged both them up, and they were both filled up to the top.
I love your craftiness when you're drinking, that you fill up one, and rather than go to the floor, you just hit the other sink. You make
oh no, I might have just gone in the middle, and it just went both ways.
You made a fucking waterfall over
the thing is, you're probably right, because there was a trail from the sink to the toilet.
Oh,
so I'm
no.
guessing I filled up and I just kept going. And I remember I woke up like my stomach was sunk in so bad. And I think that might be the only reason I didn't die was because I got rid. Because I drank a whole liter of fucking liquor, that beer. I just had nothing
pumped
but
your
beer
own stomach,
inside of me.
Dude.
Vomit to win it, dude. If you vomit, you're in it to win it. You will be saved. It's like it's like getting rid of all the shit.
Yeah.
If you hold it in and you just pass out, shit,
you might die.
You might die because that's too much for your body.
When,
you need to get rid of it.
When I worked as an EMT, we have a whole class about that shit, about people who die when they pass out when they're hammered.
Yeah.
Because they pass out face up, then they vomit, and that vomit stays in their mouth, and they drown.
Yeah.
And a lot of people die like that, you know? So, fuck it. If you're drunk, fucking stick your finger down your throat.
To me, it seems like your body processes shit as it goes through it. So if you have a stomach full of, like, some pizza maybe, but a bunch of Jägermeister, unless you get rid of all that and get, like, some kind of clean slate, your body can start recovering. But until you get rid of all that, which that might take hours to work through, and that's Jaeger with pizza going all the way
down. And then it goes through your fucking liver.
Yep. You will never recover, and then by the time you get around to recovering, it's, like, 2 days later, and you feel like shit still.
Yeah.
You have to get that shit out if you want to fucking...
Yeah, my last hangover, I went out drinking after my show Thursday, and I had a hangover.
Those pictures were so funny.
The
where you were like, I'm killing it, and it showed like a stage.
Oh, that
photo
one.
Like,
I thought you meant the club pictures.
I'm talking about the Motorola pictures. We've got them, dude. We've got them, Miguel's friend.
Yeah, that one, I always had that idea of like, what if it looked like I'm just like flipping off the whole audience and they're just standing up like ready to fight me, and I'm just like, fuck you. You know? That was a pretty awesome picture.
You guys went out to Dos? You went drinking afterwards?
Yeah, we went to Dos. Like, I haven't seen the friends that came down from Ajo. I haven't seen them for, like, for years, you know? Mm. Like, one of them I haven't seen for, like, 2 years. The other dudes, I don't know, so fucking long. So they went out, and I told my boss, I was like, listen, I'm sorry. I just found out yesterday these guys are coming. And, what the fuck? And I haven't seen these guys for a long time. The show... If I want to come back and go to work properly, I'll have to leave like at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Show ends at 9:30. I don't want to hang out with them for an hour and be like, hey, dudes, I work tomorrow. I'll see you guys later.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen you for 2 years.
Yeah,
see you
make it
later.
Over.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go out and drink. I told my boss, I'm going to go out and drink. I'm going to be hungover tomorrow. I was like, just giving you a forward notice.
It's most you can do for your friends who come into town. You
seen.
You got to go out and drink with
them. It's like, I'll rather have a shitty next day.
Yeah.
Have a good night with a shitty next day than a shitty night and a good next day, you know? And I've done that before. And I'll never do that again where I had an opportunity to go out and just fucking get laid or do or party, you know, whatever. And I didn't.
It's
my next day was awesome, you know, because I wasn't hungover or anything, but I completely regretted it.
Yeah.
And the dude at work told me, he's like, dude, take this advice and take it good, because I'm fucking like 60 and I've been 20. You only live once.
Go he's out like, and have a fucking time.
Go out.
Go get fucked up.
Go out, have fun, and have a shitty next day, but you're going to remember that night forever.
The problem with having the good next day is this. You go out and you have the shitty night. You're not even worried about the next day. But if you sit there and worry about the next day, you never enjoy the shitty night.
Yeah.
So enjoy, get wild.
And I've done that once.
Yeah, like,
and I literally regretted it for like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I was like, why?
Well, what it is inside yourself, you're going, I really want to do that. I'll fucking go out. I'm fine. And it's not like you can't perform your job. It just feels bad for a little bit.
Yeah,
it's a thing
with getting older.
8 hours will be like that, and I'll go home and go to sleep, and then go do it all over again, you know? And then, like, I told my boss that. I was like, dude, I'm going to be here tomorrow just completely hungover, all right? Just letting you know, all right? And then he's like, all right, just show up tomorrow at 6. And I was like, all right, I'll show up tomorrow at 6. Just going to be a little drunk. He's like, all right. And I told my coworker, I was like, I'm going to just show up hammered. I'm going to show up from the club, and he's going to send me home. I was like, I'm not going to work tomorrow, watch. And he just starts laughing. I really hope my boss doesn't listen to this podcast.
Shout out to your boss.
And then, I said that, and then I went out and we went to Do's, and I got the bracelet. And usually any regular night, I would have never got the bracelet.
Wait, what do you mean? Like your over 21 bracelet?
No, the bracelet at Do's Gringos that you get on Thursday nights, you get it for $5. And then after that, every Corona would be $1. So
it's not bad.
Yeah, by the because every Corona.
I like
are,
how you got the bracelet though.
No, but Coronas are $4. Yeah, and those gringos.
No, so, it's a yeah.
So you buy two, that's $8. With the $5 and two Corona, that's only $7. So you by the second beer, you're already winning. You know, you're already made.
Wow, yeah,
we're Americans, dude. Yeah. We know the math.
No, but it's just so unbelievable. Don't get that shit in the.
No,
ghetto.
It's a good deal. It's a good deal.
So I just started pounding them down. And then, like, there was, like, a group of girls next to us, and I just started going, I went over there and just started dancing with them, and then they were like, oh, we should go to a bar after this, and we ended up going to a gay strip bar. That's, we should definitely
it's okay, right? Yeah, it's okay if you picked it, Miguel, no one's gonna knock you out.
No, like, it'll be weird if I went there alone.
He was like we ended up going to a gay strip club because I guess that's where I drove and parked and made everybody get out. I don't know, though. I think that's what happened.
It was something like that.
Like, I don't know how we got here. Drove? You kept saying this place is great?
No, you went. Yeah, you kept talking about how awesome it was the whole drive, too.
Nah, wait. You got to meet these guys. So like, we went over there and, my friends, since they're from a small town, they stepped in and stepped out. They're like, dude, no. You know?
Well, like, to get, like, the vibe was what?
No, we went in there, and the first thing you saw was a girl getting a lap dance by five naked dudes. And then you look to your, you look to your right. I feel like a turd.
Did you almost
and then
say,
you look to your right.
It sounded like you almost said, then you look to your YouTube, which is what I thought you were going
to
say.
No, you look to your right, and there were, like, a bunch of dudes making out. Wow. Like, it was a gay bar, you know?
Hear that, Coop?
So my friend says he saw that, then he put his head down and kept walking. I was like, I think I'm moving into the city and hanging out with you guys got rid of my homophobic thing or whatever, hanging out with gays. Gene.
Shout out to Gene Marr.
Shout out, Gene Marr. Shout out.
But, like, but we went there, and I was just hanging out with the girl. And then I just ended up getting super hammered and got home, like, at 4. And then... fucking went to sleep. I gotta wake up at 5.
Damn.
And my boss called me too. I got home. I'm so grateful that I made it home because I was just hammered.
Oh, you
drunk.
Drove home on your bike?
No, I'm on a car.
Oh, okay.
But I was just
on a car.
I was like
on
trying
top
to,
of a
on
car.
Top of it. Yeah.
I was like trying to concentrate, like drive straight, and I couldn't. But luckily, I got home. Only hit 2 kids, so did pretty good. And then I got home, fell asleep, and then my boss called me at 6:30 when I was supposed to be at work at 6. And he calls me at 6:30, and then I pick up. I was like, hello. He's like, where the fuck you at? I was like, oh, shit. I look at the clock. I was like, oh, shit, dude, I'm sorry. I fell asleep through the alarm. I was like, I'll be over there in a little bit. He's like, all right. He's like, just hurry up. And he hung up. And then I took a shower, and then as soon as I got out, I just started puking. I only had an hour. The thing is, if he would have just let me slept, I would have probably woke up at 11 and at least worked half a day, you know? But he woke me up at like 2 hours after I fell asleep. And then, you know, when once you wake up and shower and you have a hangover, you can't go back to sleep.
Yeah.
So, like, it was impossible to go back to sleep. And I was just puking, and then I couldn't even walk straight. And I text my boss. I was like, hey, dude, I know this is really unprofessional. I'm sorry, but I'm puking up right now. I can't even walk straight. I'm going to be more of a hazard than a...
And he probably gave you shit. He was like, remember last night when you said you were going to come in, you were going to be hungover, but you said you were going to come in?
No, but he never texted back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was like,
that's fuck. Like, that's like good and bad. That's like good because you know you can just relax or whatever. But
yeah, but I felt like an ass the whole day. I was like, fuck.
Yo.
But then on today when I went in... I went in there and I was talking to him about that. I was like, dude, I'm sorry for doing that. He's like, yeah, you've been here for a year and you never missed a day.
Yeah.
He's like, it's all good, man. Cause there's new guys that have been there for like 3 months and never
and call in and shit.
Yeah. People do that so quickly. I don't understand that either.
They call in so much and you're like at fucking Ariba, people call in so much and they're just like, oh, I don't. And you're like, why are you fucking call in? Like,
yeah,
just
so
go to work, dude.
So I've been there for over a year, and that's the first time I've ever called, so they didn't give a shit. But then I told my boss, I was like, remember that one time I told you I could have taken those girls home, and I didn't because I had to go to work the next day, and you took away my man card, and you didn't talk to me for the rest of the day? Remember that? And you told me to never do that again? Well, that shit happened last night, so I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm
at the gay strip club.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I got excused. Yeah, I should have never said it was.
When
a
he
gay
said
strip
man card, he meant man.
This shit. Like, it's so perfect. That's on the record.
Dude, I know this shit's gonna be here when I'm old. It's not a fucking Motorola.
Yo, I was laughing so hard recounting your story today in my head about, I don't know, the way you say dot Indians makes me fucking laugh so hard about it. But you were talking about how you
dot Indians
up.
Came into our room.
Excuse moi. Red Bull.
Give me wings.
Hope you don't get sued for me saying Red Bull on a podcast.
Red Bull.
It doesn't seem like it makes any sense.
You said you apologized for them for not getting the food out first, and then they just said, that's okay, we'll take that food for free. That is some fucking balls right there that they just said,
yes.
Fine then, we'll take it for the price of nothing. And you're like, oh shit, fuck
yeah.
You. Like,
when you were working, that happened?
Yeah, yep. These people said that to me.
I thought you were like explaining one of his jokes he said on stage, because that was actually pretty funny.
No.
It's like, okay, we just won't pay.
He made the mega mistake of apologizing to his table. And if they're like a crowd, if they smell your weakness, they go... Fuck you.
Some,
they like turn on you.
Some people come in there and they understand meals and they want to get it in meal form. They go like, we want our chips and salsa, then we want our drinks.
With courses, yeah.
Then we want our main course, and then we might get dessert, but we want them.
But first we want the appetizers.
Yes.
This
is what they do.
Then the drinks.
Yeah.
Then you come back and refill the appetizers and the food.
This is literally
verbatim. And make sure
verbatim,
you come back
yeah.
with the drinks. We're not going to say this again. You write this down? All right. Then you come back with the drinks. You gotta say, oh, that could be my racist uncle, huh?
Yeah. Yo, it's so funny. I'll eavesdrop on Coop. He'll be facing a table, and I'll walk over, and I'll face across him, and I'll just look at him or whatever, or maybe hear what he says. He goes like, you guys want to put in some food already? It's just like the funniest shit to hear your friend say. It's like, I always compare it to like, if you listen to your friend talk to a table, it's like listening to them have sex. It's like super intimate and weird, and you get to hear them totally be a loser to people, you know? People
it
that
sucks,
doesn't
dude.
Like,
it
what
sucks.
Do you think, Grego?
I was doing it to my dad. He came in the restaurant the other night.
You were giving him the shit? Shout out to your pops.
I was running the whole restaurant spiel on him also.
Man, running through the bits?
Yeah, I was running through the bits and they were just laughing.
Yeah, that's so funny.
I was all, and what would you guys like to eat this evening? And they're like, just laughing at me.
Yo.
So bad.
Your parents were both pastors, you said?
They were both pastors.
What was that like growing up?
Dude, it was, they have retreats and like kind of like rehab centers or whatever, what you want to call it, for children of pastors out there.
Wait,
because we live such a horrible life.
Oh, weird.
Dude, that's I'm weird. I just found that out.
For
that
children, wait, they throw it themselves?
Yeah, it's owned by children's of pastors, and the only way you could get into this like retreat or like kind of, I don't know if it's like a kind of like an emotional thing, you know, with a bunch of psychiatrists and shit. The only way you could get into that is if you're a son of a pastor. And they actually have those because we supposedly live the toughest lives out there. Of any children.
Why?
Because
it was
true.
So disciplined?
It is extremely disciplined. Like, I remember my entire life having pastors at my house and not parents, you know? They were, like, really strict. Everything had to deal with God. Anything that wasn't Christian wouldn't be allowed in the house, you know? You couldn't read any book that had anything to do with drugs or sex or like you can only read children's book your entire life.
You were limited
life.
In your knowledge.
You couldn't even listen to music. You had to listen
That's
to Christian.
So
you had to listen to Christian music. If they call it like all the regular music, techno, country, rap, all that. That's all Satan's music, and they even have a name for it called the world's music because there's the world and there's the Christian world. And anything that is part of, you have to separate the two. There's
That's
the Christian world
so insane,
and the world. And you have to live in the Christian world. In the Christian world, you don't swear, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't listen to world music, you don't wear gold clothes. Or
gold
even
clothes?
Gold clothes.
Or world clothes. If my shirt had like, you know, 50 Cent on it or whatever, or Snoop Dogg, it's considered a Satan's shirt or whatever, like the world's
That's
clothes.
Intense that they think that.
So I would always be plain. I never had designs on my shirt. If a design even hinted a
a 50 like a cent? Skull or whatever. Like that's like considered sane or whatever. And that was a problem with me because I was fucking gothic and I couldn't wear gothic clothes. I was like,
it comes out.
I was like a classic gothic with my parents. Classic like I finally gothic. After I graduated. Dong, 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 dong. Classic gothic. That's pretty like good a tongue gothic. Twister. Like a you guys get what I'm saying, right? Like homos and shit. Yeah. Like they're in the closet. Like I was in the closet with all my gothic stuff. Like I would leave my house, and when I would get to school, I would change my clothes. Because
you would just into
gothic stuff. I would
what was put it my like just black jackets.
It was like I would wear like chains a, and yeah shit? I would wear like a regular like a button up shirt, and then when I would get to school, I would take it off, and there'll be like a black skull shirt. Then I'll put my rings on, and then my necklaces, and all my bracelets, and my earrings. I never had earrings because I was always afraid that they would see the earring holes and stuff.
Dude, that's so intense.
Yeah, so
you lived it in like a height.
And luckily. Since Converse are like the cheapest shoes out there, my parents love them, so they always bought me Converse. And nice. Converse are gothic shoes, you know. Yeah. So that was the
all black ones.
Yeah. At least I didn't have to, you know, change those out. That would have sucked wearing smelly shoes all day.
I don't understand the separation. I mean, I understand it, but it doesn't make sense to me. So if you're gonna separate the Christian world from the regular world, wouldn't you think that like if you believe in the same God who runs all this, that it's all part of the same world, and you
because we got free will, and Satan's out there taking people. That's what it was.
That's the idea.
We got my God. I remember one time my sister got grounded for like 2 months. She got grounded
wearing a 50 cent t-shirt.
Nope, even smaller than that for wearing pants to school.
Pants,
regular pants, not even tight, just pants.
Because what was she supposed to wear?
A dress.
Really?
She wore pants to school and she got grounded for like 2 months and couldn't go out. She was never even allowed to have a boyfriend until like
what?
Till technically she was 16, but my dad wasn't okay with it until she
left
the house.
It wasn't crazy though. They just told her she's not allowed to wear pants, and then she disobeyed your parents and still wore pants, or she had no knowledge of the pants and this was the first time she got.
We had the knowledge of the
you
pants.
You had knowledge of the pants.
Only women in Satan's world wear pants. Women in Christian world wear dresses, and women in Christian world don't wear jewelry.
Why not? Like, and I can't understand it though. Like, it's just because it's just not because it wasn't around, or it's just not a thing.
I swear to God, like I pretty much grew up Amish, pretty much. And
shout out.
The only time we got a little bit of freedom was when our parents did the mistake of buying a Sega Genesis, and that was like our first like. Worldly possession, you
escape
know?
Into a different reality.
Yeah, so that was the first time we actually.
How old were you when you got that?
I was in fourth grade.
That's a good time. I remember fourth grade.
Sega Genesis, but by my time, by the time I was in fourth grade, everyone already had like Nintendos and shit. You know,
yeah, they were already
set up. Genesis was already getting sold at the swap meet. It wasn't even the newest thing out there, and that's where they bought
it. So you were still like, you guys want to come hang out? They're like, no, not with your old shitty games.
Yeah, because I had the Genesis, and the next one that came out was like the Saturn. And the Saturn came out like in 94, didn't it?
I have no idea. That dude over there is the video game guru. He knows his ins and outs. He knows everything about it. I know nothing about it.
I didn't really start. I played a little bit of Sega, but when I got my N64, that was like the day of my life. That was like, this is the coolest thing.
And I remember it was like,
N64 was the shit.
How much was it when it came out?
It was like $120.
No, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And my dad bought it for me for Christmas. And
that was when shit was like reasonable. It was like a reasonable machine. And the games were $49.99.
Dude, new PlayStation, $800 price tag on it. Are you fucking kidding me?
Is it a 4? What is it? PlayStation
4. Yeah, Sam. And the new Xbox is called Xbox One. Everyone's pissed off because they haven't released the pricing on it.
Yeah. So that PlayStation's out?
September.
Oh, okay.
What they do with this PlayStation is they don't just sell it as a game. They go like, it's a Blu-ray player and a 3D imaging software machine and a photocopier.
Have you seen the video? I know. Yeah.
They do that, and that's why you pay $800.
And it's a copy machine.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a fax machine. You're like, and it's a telephone. And you're like, huh.
Yeah. But like the new Xbox, like have you seen the videos for it? It has like a bunch
of. Dude, I'm so far removed from that world.
It's gonna be the new computer. It's gonna be pretty much a computer that you could plug your satellite dish to it.
So it does. You could connect your satellite dish, your internet,
and get like any shit.
It pretty much does it all.
It's all just going to like one machine, and the machine is either going to be like our cars or like our fridge.
You know what?
Like, that has everything you
need. Scary like, though. All the memory, everything that you play, and everything is going to be cloud saved.
Yeah. So it's not. It doesn't physically exist.
Yeah. So like, it's supposedly so they could keep it forever, and it will never like even if your Xbox breaks, it's in the cloud, so it's always going to be there. But that means the government's going to fucking access everything of
ours
now.
They can get, well, they
already
can.
Don't people fucking see it? Yeah, I know, but I don't even have credit cards because I'm afraid the government's going to know all the dirty.
What the cloud is right now is it's like Wi-Fi, how it goes throughout your house. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So, like, your neighbors can pick up your Wi-Fi right now and hack into your internet, and they can see what you've been looking at or, like, what you like and what you do.
There's going to be a lot of sex tapes.
They can already do that.
You know what I hope they do is they combine that 3D printer that exists. You know how you can print? Like, they can I'm hoping they combine that with the cloud, and you can just make things exist into thin air in your own house.
Yeah.
And the 3D printer exists in the cloud. So it doesn't, but you can use it to print things into reality. You know what I mean? Like, that shit's crazy. If you looked up the 3D printer, I dare you to. I fucking dare you to.
Like you're saying,
you
won't go out to the grocery store anymore. You'll buy certain particles you need to purchase, and then the model online or something, like what you want.
I know. Watch us in the future get all old, and he's all billionaire because he, like, somehow made that idea happen. He's, like, in the cover of Time magazine and Forbes magazine, and we're just here doing podcasts.
You know what I'm gonna become a billionaire.
I remember Frank.
You're gonna be remembering me with my turntable steering wheel. So I'm gonna be a billionaire. I swear to God. I had that, and then a blow dryer that you put on your air conditioning unit over the vent, and it's just a vacuum tube, and then a hollow blow dryer, and you can and channel it. It suctions onto your AC vent, powered by your car. It'd be shit, right?
Wait, if you had the things that could like.
Just someone somewhere thought that was a great idea.
If you can make particles come out of nowhere, then you could like order porn and give you a blowjob like out of
it
nowhere.
Could
just like,
no, you could, you could bring them into real life and just have it happen right here, and you could interact with it. That'd be the shit. That'd be the coolest shit ever.
Your credit cards would be so out of balance if that shit was real.
Oh yeah,
that's the next thing. 3D porn. Can you imagine when 3D porn comes out? Well, but I mean, like, legitimate. We're not going to be having sex anymore. People just go home and, like, how they turn on the remote and the TV to watch their own shit right now. They're just going to go home and turn on a scene they like and just fuck some chick.
No, that's when women are
going to that's it.
That's when women are going to realize that their pussy isn't that valuable, and they're going to finally go out and open up, not be like,
buy me everything first.
No, what they're going to do is they're going to take over the world, and we'll be stuck in our little square boxes, and we'll be using our porn thing, and we wouldn't be happier. We're pigs and shit. They don't love the box.
Men won't even leave their house.
Yeah,
like we'll
don't
stop
just
trying.
Die off. Mm-hmm.
That's when women run the world, when 3D porn happens.
So, yeah, that was a taste of... What it was like to grow up.
If you had to sum it all up, like, what would you say your overall experience with it was? Like, right now, has your feelings changed on the whole thing? Do you feel like things have been different for you? Like, you obviously...
Honestly, like, when I talk to my parents about my past, I get angry. Like, that's my only reaction. I am pissed off of how they raised
me.
You know, yeah, I'm just, like, I'm furious. And I mean, I know that's why I joined the mafia, was because, just to spite them, you know? Because... You know, that's a dick move to take a childhood away from somebody, you know?
But do you think that they thought they were doing that? I'm sure they thought
they
were trying to help you.
No,
they thought they were giving
you
the best
childhood. They did think that.
Exactly.
But they, like, we went to church 5 days a week.
Fuck that.
That's ridiculous.
All right, your parents are crazy.
one time, I was, my brother kicked, it was Sunday, and I slapped my brother with a towel when he was to wake him up, and I know I shouldn't have waked him up like that. I guess I could see why he got angry, but I slapped him with a towel, and he woke up, and he just got up and just swung his foot at me, and I put my hand forward, and it broke my finger. It kicked me right at the tip. And it just broke my finger, and I was crying, and I went and showed my mom, and then she's like, church is about to start. So they went to church for 2 hours. And my grandma was massaging my hand the entire time. That's why I was so depressed when my grandma died, because that's like all I, when I was growing up getting taken care of when I was injured, I just remember my grandma's face.
Damn.
And she just massaged my hand for like 2 hours and shit, and that kept it really warm and it kept the pain away. And then my parents went to church, and then they got back, and then they took me to the hospital.
For real?
And that happened about 3 times. One time, my sister.
Same finger or what?
Same hand. I was rollerblading. My sister, it was the first time I ever rollerbladed. My sister thought it would be a good idea to make me go down a hill to learn how to brake. What a fucking great sister, right? So first time ever in rollerblades, and I'm going down a hill, and I'm like about to reach a stop sign, and I can't brake.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did, I jumped to the side because I was like, car's gonna hit me, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, I'm speeding up. I'm like, I was like, oh, and I just jumped to the side and I landed on my elbow and broke my elbow.
Damn.
And then I went home all crying. And then like, you could see like it moving all weird and I was all shaking. And then I showed my mom and then she said, shut up. I'm going to church.
For real?
Yeah. So she went to church and then, yeah, I got back and they took me to the hospital the next day and turned out my elbow was broken.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, so that's what I remember of how they were when I was a kid.
Well, I didn't grow up 5 days a week going or anything, but my sister ran over me with a bike, definitely, when she was teaching me how to ride a bike. I remember I fell down on the sidewalk and I put both my hands out front and for whatever reason I flipped over to my back and she went right up my dick line. Up to my butt and just went over my face, and I remember screaming as I watched her pedal over me. She thought like maybe if she pedaled, like she'd be able to move through it or something. Fucking no.
You know, I think it was when my sister moved. That's like when our family became a family.
How many sisters and brothers?
When my brother moved, I had two. Three brothers and two sisters.
All older.
All older. I was the youngest.
Yep.
See. It was me, Anna, Sam, Juan, and Yoli, and my dad Juan, and my mom Yoli. I am not shitting you about that. My mom would, when my mom would scream Juan in the house, 3 dudes would show up. My dad, my brother, and my
number
brother.
One, number Jack two, Juan. One.
Yes. Well, like
they
well, like,
pop their heads up. I do remember
when my brother finally moved. And it was just me, my brother, my sister. We had a lot more vacations. Like, not even a lot. We would go out every summer. And that's, like, when I remember us being family.
Nah, that's rad, though.
What's up?
Is that when you went to the lagoon shit in the van?
Yeah. That was actually – we actually went to the beach that time for church reasons.
Yeah. Can you
like,
–
vacation we had was for church reasons. Now that I think about it.
Damn, that's intense. Can you kick a rough version of the lagoon shit story, if you wouldn't mind?
Oh, real quick version. All right. So –
you can take along. Do what you want.
Yeah, do what you want.
The lagoon version. You really love that story,
it's just
huh?
Funny. It's just funny. It's a funny thing.
So it was the first time I ever got shit all over my pants, I guess. And I was like 8 years old. And we went to this beach to baptize people, you know, because in our belief, when you baptize people, all the world demons and spirits stay in the water. So we got to do it in the beach. But it's weird because it's different here in America.
Wait, don't you use water to baptize? Don't no, so you they use baptize, the, all the demon water to
and,
pour
no,
it?
No, all the demons go back into the ocean.
When you pull it out and pour it?
Yeah, when you pull. No, when you got to dip the whole person in and then pick them back up and the demons stay in the water. And I remember when I was a kid, my mom
That's
told
a
me.
Crazy belief.
I remember my mom told me that if you do it in a pool, the demons stay in the pool. That's why you can't swim in baptizing water.
Gnarly.
Yeah, that's why all the pools for baptizing are strictly for baptizing, because if you go swimming, you could catch those demons.
After a while, there's like too many demons in the water, and the baby goes under. That's why babies are screaming and crying. They go underwater, and they're thumbing the fucking thing. Babies come up every time. They're like miserable. They're screaming, crying. There's like 16
devils.
In our church,
we don't baptize babies. We baptize. Really? No, you have to be a teenager to get baptized because you have to know why you're getting baptized.
I guess that makes more sense.
And you have to say, I want to get baptized, and a baby can't say it.
I bet you there's something chemical in your brain that like resets your feeling when they dip you in that water like that. It's like the weightlessness, yeah. And they splash you with the water and they bring you take right it, back up. It's like a roller coaster almost. It's like sets take, off like
they're going back into endorphins the womb or something.
Take it, take it to an atheist to put science into a religious belief. Like, well, scientifically, your brain. This is what happens when you get baptized.
No, when you go backwards into the water at 180 degrees, there are certain chemicals that spill out of your brain, especially a young infant.
Creates some endorphins and you probably get happy and it makes you fucking feel better.
Yep.
And then your life force, not your spirit, your life force.
No, we believe in a life force here, Miguel. Okay.
It's
you got.
It's scientific.
You got, all right, so you're there to baptize the demons out.
So they're there to baptize people. And the thing is, like.
Were you getting baptized?
No, I was just a little kid still.
Oh, you're older.
But there was like a beach, and the beach would always be dry. Like it would, like the sand would always be wet, like there was water. But the like actual water would be like literally a mile away. You would have to walk like 10 minutes to get to water. And like everyone's like, you guys want to go to the beach? I guess. let me get some water first. It's kind of far. And then they'll just walk for like an hour. But the thing is, you can't camp there because the tide comes up during night, you know? Mm-hmm. And then but the thing is, there's like a little tiny lagoon, as you love it being called. Like it get, like the water gets trapped in front, you know. There's like a giant hole, and it looks like a little lagoon, and it's like a river that goes, and then it kind of looks like a seaman if you think about it, like the big head and then the tail like that with the river, and there's a bunch of hills there, so I had to take a poop, and I was a little kid. And I go up there, and I'm in, like, my favorite Michael Jordan, like, Bulls pants. Like, that's when the Bulls were, like, kicking ass in Jordan. Like, I remember my dad would watch every Bulls basketball game just because of Michael Jordan. Yeah. And the only reason he bought Space Jam was because of Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And, like, he was a true Michael Jordan fan. He couldn't tell you any stats or anything, but he could tell you
everybody was a Michael Jordan fan. Yeah. Like, just even if you didn't even give a shit about sports.
The game was just so fun. Like, he would just make it so much fun. I remember watching all those games. Like, but my dad would watch all of them, and I had, like, my favorite Bulls shorts on, and I just sat down to take a crap right there, and then I do my business, I wipe myself, and then I go to stand up, and I lose my balance, and I fall back onto my own shit, and I, like, turn around, and I feel like, now that I think about it, I remind myself of the dude from Friday when he fell into shit. And he turns around, he's like, oh my goodness, oh, oh. And I get up, and I was like, oh. And then I just, like, kind of, like, do this to myself, and I just cover the shit. And I don't remember, like, I remember, like, standing up and stepping forward and then falling back. So I was like, oh, I didn't land in shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I just covered it, and I was like, I still smell shit, you know?
Yep.
And my pants felt a little heavy. I, like, kind of jumped up, and I looked back, and, like, the entire back of my pants were just covered in shit. Just everywhere. Like I sat down and gave myself a Cleveland steamer, you know? And then my back, too, and I was like, ah. Oh. So I go to, like, the river thing of the lagoon there, and I go there, and I kind of sit down there, and I'm just washing my shorts, washing all the shit off. And I was like, the thing is, this is the worst part. I wasn't wearing any underwear, so I couldn't throw away the shorts. That's the one part that sucked. I never mentioned last time. I didn't have any underwear on. So I couldn't, like, I was thinking if I had boxers on, I could have just thrown buried the shorts, you know? Yeah. We're in Mexico, you know? You can wear underwear and no one cares. You're at the beach. So, like, I couldn't show up naked, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just like, hey, got raped by a dolphin. But, like,
and he rubbed his shit all over me.
So, like, I just, like, pretty much just run into, like, where the van was. And the van, the doors would stay open, and they would, like, build a tent out of it. And then, so I just run there and go to all the dirty clothes and look for some shorts and put them on, and I went and played. And I just left, I just put my Bulls shorts like in the middle, and then I just went out, and then I come back like an hour later. My mom was like all mad. She's like, did you shit yourself? And I was like, no. And then she's like, yeah, you did. Look at this. And I was like, I didn't shit myself. I fell on shit. The shit's outside. And I pointed out, like, I was like trying to put logic there. Like, no, if I would have shit, the shit would have been inside the shorts, but it's outside the shorts. So I fell on the shit. So I was like, I told her, I was like, I just fell on shit. And then she's like, well, throw these away. She's like, you can't wash these. I was like, oh, they were just saturated in shit. As if I cleaned the shit off with that, you know. Yeah. So I threw them away. My favorite. I should just go back there and just start digging. See if I can find them.
Digging in the lagoon. The moral of the story, don't shit in a lagoon. That's just what it is. That's the entire thing.
Don't shit in a lagoon.
Miguel, when are you going up again? When are you doing stand-up again?
I got emailed today for some shows for this month and next month. I want to do some open mics, and I want to go out with David is all David Crimebrink. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one name.
Shout out.
He does, like, I envy him so much. Like, I wish, like, I could have his
motivation.
His motivation, because he goes out, like, he does like 4 shows a week, and I'm like,
he gets, he's doing work out there.
And I get all jealous when I'm looking at like all his Facebook set is like, had fun here last night. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck you, Dave.
Yeah, he's smart. He's networking. He's
no, I know, totally, but like, in my mind, like, my jealous fuck comic you, Dave, side probably. Is like, fuck you, Dave. But my fan of him is like, fuck yeah, dude, go kill it.
Yeah, go kill it.
But
for real.
It's about 90% fuck you, Dave. Yeah. I talked to him. I plan on, like, I stopped going. I hope I don't get fat again, but I'm going to stop going to a gym just so I can.
Neither here nor there, just a thought.
No, it's because I'm going to stop going to a gym because I told Dave that I was going to stop going to a gym so I could go do shows with him, mm-hmm. you know, so. I told him to call me, and I think he has a show tomorrow, so I'm going to hit him up and hopefully
hit
have a
him
show
up.
Tomorrow.
Get
and
up.
Then, yeah, hopefully I'm gonna start networking myself better, you know, get myself an actual comic page and cards and stuff, and I'm gonna try to be doing – I'm going to push myself. This is my year. I'm going to tell myself that, to push myself to this year be my year, and I'm going to try to do, like, fuck, at least 1, 2, 3, 4 shows a week, you know.
Damn.
Hopefully. I need to say I am going to do a fucking shit.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, we'll put him up. Cheers to Miguel's year, not mine or Coop's.
Yeah.
No. This is your guys' too. To our year.
The Miguel years. Can have it.
The years. Well, we'll wrap it up. Go see this motherfucker, Miguel Diarte. He's very funny. He'll do his impressions and his shit jokes on stage. You got to turn the lagoon into a joke at one point.
The lagoon? You just fucking love that lagoon joke.
It's just funny because no one ever talks about shitting in, like, fairy lands, like, with a lagoon and a river. Like.
Yeah, but knowing me, I'm a fuck it up and be like, I was at the lagoon. Wow, shit myself.
Shout out Christopher Walken. Shout out Shit Yourself. Shout out Gay Strip Club. Shout out Motorola. Shout out Mike Coop, Miguel Diarte. I'm Frank, Amateur Hour.
Miguel. Peace. So I roll my R's in the language, whatever. But there's no evidence of it because it was all Motorola phone, and who the fuck has pictures?
We're like, oh, we should go to a bar after this, and we ended up going to a gay strip bar.
Corona.
I was doing it to my dad.